fuck no more. Can I get a basket? I told you about the basket of chips. I like a large iced tea. Two large iced teas. Okay, that'll be $16.07. $16.07 to change. Alright, girl. I like a basket of chips. A beef chimichanga with a side of sour cream. I like some guacamole on my chimichanga with a quesadilla of tomato, onion, and vegetables. I should like a burrito with beans, beef, and... I would like a carne asada taco. Could you put some hot sauce on there for me? No, he's inside the taco, not on the side. Yes, can I have a carne asada taco? Not a pollo asada, we want a chicken. Do you have guacamole? Can you make me some guacamole? I have guacamole. Okay, and my burrito, I like the machaco beef and the shredded pork. And some more cheese, please. Okay, that'll be 22. Oh yes, I like two lemonades and one medium iced tea. Okay, that'll be 20. Oh, 22. Okay.
WSB. Psychedelic Assessment. Coming to a close. Kind of sounds like brain damage. That was Ween off of their Pod album. And before that, we heard Spaceman 3 with Honey, Ween again with Dr. Rock, Spaceman 3 again with Revolution, The Cult doing Phoenix, and Beavis Ron Somewhere Else. Brain damage is canceled, sorry. Nah, just kidding. It's on. He's here. And he's dedicating the whole show to Batman. He's going to critique Batman. So if you don't like Batman, don't call in. See you next Saturday.
This is Erica with your concert billboard update for Saturday, June the 20th. Tonight, Bug Out Society, Sorry Excuse, and I Am Prostate at ABC No Rio. Ride, Levelers, and Pale Saints at the Academy. Fat Burger at IMAC. Rush and Mr. Biggie Jones Beach, which is sold out. A House and Pierce Turner at the Marquee. The Butthole Surfer, Soul Asylum Prong, and Diamond Gallus at Roseland. And Little Richard at Westbury Music Fair. Sunday, June 21st, Saigon Kick and Naked Sun at Limelight, and the Dead Milkmen at Wetlands. Tuesday, June 23rd, Spinal Tap at the Beacon Theater and Ringo Starr and his all-star band at Jones Beach. Wednesday, June 24th, Fear, Dwarves, and Elvis Hitler at the Ritz and Philip Walker at Manny's Car Wash. Thursday, June 25th, Clarence Gatemouth Brown at Manny's Car Wash. Saturday, June 27th, The Flesh Tones at Maxwell's. Warren Zevon at Town Hall and Chicago and the Moody Blues at Jones Beach. Paxton Quigley 2.5 Children and Demise at ABC No Rio. Sunday, June 28th, Boot Sauce at Limelight. Tuesday, June 30th, Murder, Inc. at Limelight. Wednesday, July 1st, Anson Fundabar at Manny's Car Wash, Ed Mata at SOB's, Quiet Riot and Rick Derringer at The Ritz, and Wayne Newton at Westbury Music Fair. And Thursday, July 2nd, Anson Fundabar at Manny's Car Wash and Ed Mata at SOB's. Concert billboard can be heard weekdays 3 and 9 a.m., 4:30 and 10 p.m., and on weekends at noon and at midnight. If you have any further questions, feel free to call the station at 632-6901 and keep it tuned to 90.1 WUSB Stony Brook.
Do you have any further questions? You, do you have any further questions?
Yes, I do. I want to know who's going to win the election.
Well, I don't think she can tell us that. She's the concert billboard person.
No, Erica's really smart.
You think she can tell the future?
Yeah, she writes with Gene Dixon.
Is she a physicist?
What?
A physic, you know, one of those people that can tell the future.
A physic?
No, I'm sorry, that's the wrong word. Psycho.
Yeah, psycho, that's right.
She's a psycho.
But she's into pica.
Really?
Yeah.
A pica psycho?
Uh-huh.
They're the best kind, I always say.
Peter picked her.
Oh, boy, it's, look at that, it's 3 minutes after 12. Don't you just love it when that happens? What is this underneath us? It's got that snake charmer type of seal.
It's for you. It's called The Fool.
Well, enough of that. The rumor's going around that I'm on tape tonight.
You've reached WUSC. Unfortunately, nobody can take your call right now. But if you have a touchtone phone, there's a whole range of options you can enter at this point. If you don't have a touchtone phone, just hang on the line and you'll be able to leave a message. Now, if you have a touchtone phone and you hit 1, you can leave a message for our music director. And that's important for all you record company people out there. If you hit 2, you can reach our listener feedback line or leave a message for anybody on the radio station. And if you hit 3, you'll be able to listen to the WUSC concert billboard. And if you want to hear all this all over again, just hit 4. And now, if you don't have a touchtone phone, or if you're still on the line, just wait, and you'll be able to leave a message. Thanks for calling.
You dialed, oh, this is not a valid selection.
Welcome to the start of a brand new day. This is voicemail. If you want to leave a message for somebody, press 1. If you know the mailbox you want to go to, press 2. If you don't have a touchtone phone, press 3. If you insist on being difficult, hold on and leave a message. Enter the box number you want to leave a message for, followed by the pound sign. We've never heard of anybody with that box number. This is voicemail. If you want to leave a message for somebody, press 1. If you know the mailbox you want to go to, press 2. If you don't have a touchtone phone, press 3. Enter the box number you want to leave a message for, followed by the pound sign.
Out, and we still don't know where we're going. Isn't it time you open the sealed orders?
Why?
Oh. 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 Now get up off of the deck and talk to me with a civil tongue in your head. Thinking you're Poppy Lane, matey. What you mean coming by here and giving the good captain orders?
Well, it's only that the men are getting a little shaky, sir. They want to know where they're going.
Thinking your pardon, sir, it was only a civil question I was asking.
Thanks for calling. If you want to leave a message for anybody else, please hit any touchtone key. Otherwise, hang up. This is voicemail. Enter the box number you want to leave a message for. To prove it's really you, enter your secret code now. Well, what are you waiting for? Enter your secret code now. Wrong. Either you've made a foolish mistake, or maybe you're trespassing.
Very good morning. It's election day once again. Actually, it's part 2 of election day, where we find out who will be placed in the highest office in the nation. And the people who are representing us are those people that work at convenience stores and hotels, and otherwise those people that stay up all night long. We've entrusted them. And of course, we'll be taking phone calls, 632-6901. And looking at some of the stranger things that happened this week. And that's not all. We'll be listening to some controversial music. And this is not it. it is permissible for the United States to kidnap suspects from a foreign country and bring them back to the U.S. for trial, according to the Supreme Court. The decision was 6-3. According to Ralph Steinhardt, who's a law professor at George Washington University, coming on top of the Rio summit, it really suggests that the U.S. is alone in its dealings with other nations. The three dissenting justices called the decision monstrous. And some legal experts overseas condemned its reasoning. According to several people, this is one of the craziest things that ever happened. Powerful nations were allowed to act as they wish. There would be no need for extradition treaties, that is. Imagine that. We can now go and grab people wherever we feel like. Imagine if other countries passed the same law. That means that foreign countries can kidnap us. They can come here to this country and take us away to face trial in their particular nation. Let's say we put out a record or write a book that offends somebody. Capital punishment over there. Perfectly okay, according to Supreme Court, for them to come over and snatch us away. And you thought things couldn't get any stranger. How about this? The country of Greece is very angry at a former province of Yugoslavia known as Macedonia. European Community foreign ministers have failed to persuade Greece to recognize that former Yugoslav republic. Greece has said it will continue to veto EC recognition until Macedonia changes its name. "We are not going to accept any reference to the Greek historical name of Macedonia," said Dimitri Avramopoulos, a spokesman for Konstantin Mitsotakis. Just try asking them to change their names. Sure would be nice for us here, wouldn't it? But, nah. Anyway, that first one said that the issue was referred to the June 26th, 27th summit of the 12 EC leaders in Lisbon, Portugal. Athens says Macedonia has usurped the name of an ancient Greek people to lay territorial claims to the northern Greek region of Macedonia. All 12 EC states have recognized the former Yugoslav republics of Croatia, Slovenia, and Bosnia-Herzegovina. Only Turkey, Bulgaria, Croatia, and Slovenia recognize Macedonia's independence. Now, this whole thing is also something that I find completely crazy, because listen to what Greece is saying. They're saying Macedonia has to change its name. They're saying that. They're saying they do not recognize the Macedonian claim. You see, they're calling them Macedonia. They're not calling them anything else. Macedonia is their name. That's the name of the republic that it has been under Yugoslavia. And everybody is referring to them as Macedonia and saying Macedonia has to change their name, but nobody is calling them anything else. So how can they change their name if they're not referred to as something else? It's really bizarre. I'd like to ask them, what should they change their name to if Macedonians are what they are called by everyone, including you? Oh, it's weird out there. And then, of course, you've got the Dan Quayle spelling bee. months worth of jokes for various late night TV commentators and things like that. Potato. That's fine phonetically, he said, but you're missing just a little bit. And of course, he's missing a lot more than just a little bit there. And what else do we have? We've got rap music causing stirs once again. Vice President Dan Quayle has accused Time Warner of shirking its responsibility by selling an obscene record called Cop Killer by the rap performer Ice-T. Continuing his role as the White House's warrior against lax morals, Mr. Quayle said the government cannot act against Ice-T or any other performer because of First Amendment protections of free speech, but he said Time Warner, parent company of the record company that released Ice-T's album Body Count, should re-examine its sponsorship of the recording. They are making money off a record that is suggesting it's okay to kill cops, and that is wrong, Mr. Quayle told a luncheon meeting of the National Association of Radio Talk Show Hosts. Why wasn't I invited? This is a radio talk show, and I'm the host. I've been snubbed. I've been snubbed by the vice president. Damn him, how could he do that? After I've given him so much coverage on this program. Anyway, I'll just have to deal with that on my own. I'll be okay, don't worry about me. Let me just finish this story here. I can't believe it. The record's lyrics have prompted calls for a boycott of Time Warner products. At one point, the performer says, "I'm about to dust some cops off. Die, pig, die." Ice-T has said the song is not a call to violence, but is meant as the first-person lament of a character who is fed up with police brutality. And we will be giving our listeners the chance to judge for themselves. Yes, we've got it right here. But we'll have to wait until some of the younger people go to sleep. Sometime after one. All right, and we've got our presidential election. I can't believe I wasn't invited. Our presidential election here, which at last count, we called 22 states last week, and we're going to call 28 tonight. And according to the poll taken of late-night convenience store workers and hotel managers and things like that, President Bush has a slim lead over Ross Perot, 9-7, and Clinton trails with 4. One state abstained, and one wise guy voted for Eugene McCarthy. All right, we'll be resuming that in just a couple of minutes. And doing all kinds of other things first. First, a quick flurry of phone calls, I guess, would be in order. 632-6901. Let's see who's out there and what's on their minds. Good morning.
Yo, Tom.
How you doing?
This is Ralph from Anconcoma. First of all, I'd just like to say hi to a few people. Mike, Kev, Matt, Andy, Jeremy, NJ.
Aren't you forgetting somebody?
No, nothing I can think of.
You can't think of anybody, huh? Well, look, just because Dan Quayle forgot about him doesn't mean you have to forget about him. You know?
I just like to say,
all these people that call up and say hi to everybody, they ever say hi to me? Oh, no. They say hi to everybody else under the sun. I'm sitting here and I'm just like, you know, a switchboard operator. That's what I am. Just a switchboard operator. Can I transfer you to another extension, sir? Do I do that right?
What?
Oh, no. Oh. Okay, what else is on your mind?
No,
I'm just going through
on,
a crisis
MTV,
here. What?
On MTV, they had a show. It's called Facing the Future with Bill Clinton.
Uh-huh.
And they said that, George Bush, he didn't want to talk to, you know, the 18 to 24-year-old voters because, like, he said he wasn't a teeny bop or something.
Uh-huh.
And you know, it's just, like, bull because, you know, it's just, like, millions of them out there, you know, and it's not going to help them much.
Yeah, but there's millions of them out there, but they're not organized at all. I mean, they're not going to vote en masse for somebody. They're probably not going to vote at all, right?
Yeah, but their vote is an extreme like children, so
yeah.
It's not going to get them to vote for them.
But until they realize the power that they hold in their hands, they're going to continue to be treated like children, you know?
Yeah.
They've got to realize that you know, they can make a big difference. And then, yeah, they'll start talking to them for sure. What do you think of Clinton being on MTV?
He had some good views, yeah. I'd say, yeah.
I didn't see that, but I heard it was interesting.
It's still on. I think they're showing reruns of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
He brought up some good topics, you know, like, because, mm-hmm. you know, he was up forward. He didn't, like, try to run around, like, some other kind of truck. You know, like, try and get away from the topic.
Well, that's good. I mean, we shouldn't let them get away from the topics.
Yeah, but they do. If they, you know, they don't have the answer for it, they just try and, like, run around.
Right. You gotta press them, you know. You gotta keep asking them until they say something. Like, you know, Quayle always says something. That's because people press him a little bit, and he always says the wrong thing.
Yeah, he provided some good material for, like, the talk shows.
He sure did. An overload of material.
Mm. There really was a Dan Quayle spelling bee?
Well, there should be, I think. There definitely should be.
Yeah.
I think it was one of the talk show hosts said, I forget who this was, said, he's not sure if there's an E at the end of potato, but there's definitely an E at the end of imbecile. Yeah, that's a good one. All right, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Mama.
Take care. 632-6901. Are you here to say something degrading or insulting?
They had the kid on David Letterman, I was told.
Yeah, he was paid something like $300. $300 to be on there. Did you hear I got snubbed by the vice president?
That was horrible.
I mean, I can't believe it.
That might be that letter I dropped behind the filing cabinet.
What letter?
The letter with an official seal on it.
I didn't get my mail again?
I'm sorry.
It's a federal offense, you know.
Yeah,
federal offense.
But it was to Eric, E-R-I-C-E, poorly, so I wasn't...
E-R-I-C-E? E-Rice? Ugh. Good morning.
How you doing, Eric?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Eric, no, not Eric, you're Eric.
Last I checked.
Dan Quayle was on Imus Wednesday.
Yeah?
And, but Weicker was hosting because Imus was governor of Connecticut.
They switched places, eh?
Yeah, and Weicker goes to Quayle. He goes, how do you spell French fries? That was a Y or an IE. So he goes, Quayle goes, does that rhyme with tomato?
Uh-huh. Well, I guess that's something that only the vice president really knows the meaning of.
Yeah. I want a bobblehead doll.
You do?
From Imus, yeah.
You did? Did you get it yet?
No, hopefully it'll come in the mail soon.
Hopefully, unless it gets mailed here, and then who knows where it'll end up.
Never know.
Yeah.
But,
anything else on your mind?
Yeah, you hear about what's going on in South Africa?
Massacres and bloodshed and things like that?
Yeah, the clerk dude was in one of the villages, and they kind of went to his car and kind of tried to get in.
Well, this just happened tonight?
Yeah, this happened today. I saw it on NBC Nightly News.
Really? Well, I mean, he shouldn't be surprised. There's so much violence going on that some of it is going to be directed towards him.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's the price of running a racist regime.
But the government shot two people and killed them, so...
Well, that's the day's quota, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That wasn't too cool.
Yeah, well, police are being, they've dragged themselves into this, where they're being implicated, in the massacre earlier this week.
Yeah.
Of actually bussing people in that perform, you know, the deed. And they're looking into that right now.
Yeah. You know, I did learn one thing from Bill Clinton on MTV.
Well, that's good.
He's a Leo.
Yeah. Well, that's important. That's the kind of thing that you got to ask yourself on election day.
Yeah.
All right, listen, thanks for calling.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Take care. Okay, let's take one more call, then we got to make some calls. Good morning.
Yes, this is Mr. Quayle.
How you doing?
First of all, Dan...
Hasn't been a good week for you, has it?
In fact, it has.
Oh, okay. I guess for you it would have been.
Okay, first of all, Dan Quayle did not snub you.
He didn't?
No, the National Association for Radio Talk Show Hosts did. And Bill,
you don't think he said something to them? You don't think he, like, you know, requested them not to to delay the mailing of my invitation? Hmm?
What about Bill Clinton? He was on that, too. They asked him questions, too. You going to blame Bill Clinton?
Well, I'm going to blame somebody, all right. You haven't heard the last of this, because this is going to be a major issue, and I intend to ask a lot of questions around here and in Washington, D.C.
Why don't you blame Draft Dodger Clinton?
In fact, you know what? I'm going to take the next couple of weeks off, and I'm going to go down there personally and find out just what in the world is going on in this country. I've said it.
I love when Dan Quayle comes to New York, don't you?
Yeah, it always makes for lively news discussions and things like that.
Ash is the liberal, the sensitive liberal philosopher,
yeah, that's,
king.
That's a real good way to get votes, isn't it? To call a city a former communist republic.
It is. It's run by a liberal leadership.
Well, that's really that makes it Uzbekistan, doesn't it?
Like Mario Cuomo.
Uh huh. Well, I like to see how he does in November with that kind of talk.
Yes, on a Good Day New York, Mario Cuomo said something about playing basketball with Dan Quayle, and Dan Quayle said that he would play Mario Cuomo in a game for charity, and now Cuomo is backing off, just like a real liberal.
Well, yeah, I guess. Well, they should do something a bit more serious than basketball. I think, like, you know, poker maybe. Imagine that, a good game of poker.
Who do you think would win in the basketball game?
Cuomo would probably win pretty good.
He is old.
Yeah, but he plays a lot more than Quayle. But he does.
Quayle's from Indiana. He's a huge...
He plays dirty, too.
Yeah. Have you been reading Newsday a lot this week?
No more than usual.
You know, that there's a lot about Dan Quayle. That's about every single day.
Yeah, he's definitely brought himself back into the news.
I know.
He's very good at that.
Uh-huh. Now, let me explain something about this potato thing.
Yeah, explain it to me, please.
And Dan Quayle is in New Jersey in a classroom.
Oh, wait, when you spell potato plural with potatoes...
It's an E-S.
It is an E-S then.
Yes.
Okay, I think that's something that should be brought up because a lot of people are saying that there's never an E on potato, and that's not wrong.
Okay, Quayle...
I mean, that is wrong. I'm sorry.
Quayle was given a cue card by the teacher of the class.
Yeah, now who made these cue cards?
The teacher.
The teacher made the cue cards.
Yes.
Well, there you go.
And it had an E at the end, and everybody blames Dan Quayle.
Well, okay, I think that teacher should be brought up on charges, too. But keep in mind that all these resounding education cuts have resulted in incompetent people being hired because all the competent ones have gone on to become, you know, business people instead where they can make money.
No, thanks to, like, Democrat Jim Florio and Democrat Mario Cuomo.
Plus,
and you know what?
Well, such a puppet that he just didn't catch that mistake?
Well,
yeah, of course. I don't think anybody's denying that. I mean, you're not denying that, are you, Mr. Quayle? He's a puppet?
He's not a puppet, no.
Of course he's a puppet. Well, a marionette, maybe, but he's a puppet, irregardless.
No, I don't think so.
No?
Now, look, the reporters had to go to a dictionary just to find out if that was right.
Well, yeah, I heard about that. I couldn't understand why they had to go to a dictionary, but I guess they just wanted to have something to point to.
Oh, and the liberal press makes such a big deal out of it. You know,
it's too bad that wasn't on videotape.
It was.
It was?
Yes. They just didn't really show it, though.
I didn't see it. I want to see that.
All right.
That should be shown all the time.
You belong to any groups, any organizations?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm on lists, but that's about it.
You know that you belong to the cultural elite?
Gosh, I haven't paid my dues in a while. Well, I guess that's nice of them.
Dan Quayle's been making such a big deal about this. It's people like you that are part of the cultural elite.
That's why I don't get invited to these things. Now I understand the reason.
Do you ever take...
He's just jealous, that's it.
Do you ever say anything nice about our country?
About this stinking country here?
Yes.
Do I ever say anything nice about this sewer of a country? This stench hole? This pit?
You never say anything nice about this country at all.
This country that reeks of garbage and all kinds of waste products?
You like to make a lot
of... This country of injustice and unfairness?
Where
people get snubbed by vice presidents?
What about...
This country where people can't get a word in edgewise?
Governor,
where people are constantly talking over each other?
What about
this evil, devil-inspired country?
You know, an example...
What was the question again?
You belong to the cultural elite.
That's a question. Oh, okay.
Don't you?
Well, what's it to you? All right, I'm a cultural elite person.
I like to look down in America.
Well, it depends where I'm sitting.
Are you going to call Indiana?
Did we do Indiana? I think we already did Indiana. Wait a minute. Let me check what Indiana did. Last week, Indiana did vote, and they voted for Perot.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to have to get to the polls. I want to thank you for calling and wish you luck.
Yeah, one question.
Yeah.
I'd like to ask any future callers who they would rather have as governor of New York, Mario Cuomo or Dan Quayle. Vote Republican, Bush in 92, Quayle in 96.
Right, and if Quayle is running for governor, that means that something didn't work out for him. Okay. Now let's go to our polls. We have a list of 28 states here that we have not gotten to last week. We're going to have to move to get through them all. We'll go back to the phones in a little while. We are going for the presidency here. Every state carries the entire state. That's the way it works around here. And whether we call 7-Eleven or a Holiday Inn or whatever, that person, unbeknownst to them, is carrying the vote for their entire state. fair to you, Kevin?
So far we had one abstention?
Yeah, Pennsylvania abstain.
Now,
for some reason I don't understand.
Hmm.
But we have 9 votes for Bush, 7 for Perot, 4 for Clinton. So it's a rather close race here, and it will be decided tonight.
Anybody's ballgame.
All right. Let's see how accurate the USB polls are. The first state we're going to go to, actually we're going to cover 3 states that we didn't get to last time. Those are Georgia, Montana, and New York, of all places. So the first one is Georgia. We're going to Atlanta, some kind of convenience store or something there. And let's see who we get on the phone. It's either very busy or they're closed. The way we're going to work it this week, if we don't get answers in certain states, we're going to put them aside and then only call them back if it's a close race and their vote would make a difference. All right, that's what we're going to do to Georgia. We're going to put them aside. What were you handing me there?
A little piece of paper. You can jot down.
I don't need a little piece of paper. I've got a big piece of paper here.
Big piece of paper.
Okay, let's go to Montana. Wow, I don't think I've ever dialed that area code before.
Not much of Montana.
Okay, we are calling a Best Western in Montana. Let's see what we get here.
Good evening, Best Western. You're plugged in.
Hi, am I reaching Butte, Montana?
Uh-huh.
Hi, I'm calling from WUSB Radio in Stony Brook, New York. We're taking a random survey of Americans tonight and just asking them one simple question. And that is, if the election were held tomorrow, which of the 3 candidates would they vote for?
Wait, who would vote for?
Actually, you.
Who's still running? Is Clinton?
Clinton, Bush, and Perot.
Clinton.
You would vote for Clinton?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Take care. All right. Clinton gets the first vote tonight, and Montana goes with Clinton. Does that surprise you, Kevin?
No, not really.
I didn't know Montana was a Democratic stronghold. But I guess we're just filled with surprises here. Now, we're going to go to Albany.
We've had a lot of problems with this one.
Well, yes, because we were trying White Plains last week. Now we're a little further up. This is a Holiday Inn in Albany. Now, Albany should be a Democratic stronghold. But then again, you can't be certain these days. Yeah, it was liberal.
Good evening, Holiday Inn Turf.
Yes, hi, am I reaching Albany, New York?
Yes.
Hi, I'm calling from radio station WUSB in Stony Brook, New York, and we're taking a random survey tonight of people.
Okay.
We're asking one question. If the election were held tomorrow, which of the 3 major candidates would you vote for?
I don't know. I haven't made a decision yet.
You haven't made up your mind? Bush, Clinton, or Perot?
Probably Perot.
You would vote for Perot, okay. All right, well, thank you very much for participating.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
So that moves Perot up to within 1 vote of Bush. Bush has 9 votes. Perot now has 8. And that means the state of New York has committed itself to Ross Perot. Are you surprised by that? I mean, we're all natives of New York now. Our decision has been made for us just now.
That's shocking.
Yeah, I'm kind of shocked by that, too. I sort of figured we'd go with Clinton. But, this goes to show you never know.
That wasn't a Best Western, was it?
No, there was a Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn. Yeah, Best Westerns are more liberal, more Democratic.
Yeah, I don't think your microphone is on.
Really?
I'm
talking right into it.
Sounds terrible. Talk into it more.
More.
That's better. That's
okay.
Better. You know, you just weren't talking into it.
I'm sorry.
A radio person, you're talking away from the microphone.
Well, I didn't want to creak it.
All right.
But anyway, I was saying that Best Westerns are more towards the liberal side.
All right. Where do you think we're going to go next?
I don't know. You know.
I do, but I was...
Best Western?
No, what state?
Oh, I don't know.
He picks the chain.
I want the chain. I want to know the chain. I have a theory about the chain.
We're going to Alaska.
Best Western?
In Alaska, we have a Holiday Inn.
Mm. There'll probably be more. I bet you it'll be Perot.
You think so?
It's a Holiday Inn.
I bet Bush.
Yeah?
I bet Bush.
Bush or Perot, yeah.
I don't think Perot. But if it is Perot, it's gonna be a tie ball game here. Doesn't sound like a phone ringing all the way in Alaska, does it? There's nothing Alaskan about that ring. Except for the fact that maybe they don't answer. See, Holiday Inns are 24 hours. There's no question about
might
that.
Might be seasonal in Alaska.
Ah.
Good evening, Anchorage Holiday Inn. Where may I direct your call?
Yes, hello. I'm calling from WUSB Radio in Stony Brook, New York. I'm reaching Anchorage, Alaska.
Yes, you are.
Hi, we're taking a random survey of people throughout the country, and we just want to ask them one question. Can you answer one question
okay.
for us? If the election were held tomorrow, which of the three major candidates would you vote for?
Which of the three major candidates would I vote for?
Yeah, Bush.
Or Bush.
You would vote for Bush.
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. That means every major candidate has gotten one vote already.
Huh.
First Clinton, then Perot, and now Bush. So, the current standings, Alaska has gone with Bush. We have Bush with 10 votes, Perot with 8, Clinton with 5. This is exciting. I know how Dan Rather feels now on election night. This is very exciting. I wish I could go to the floor or something and ask for commentary, but the best I've got is you. So
I'm bubbling.
I
wish we had balloons above us right now.
And balloons would be nice.
Helium ones that we could suck and make funny noises.
That would be great. That would be anyway, never mind that.
We're going to call another Best Western? I want to see if they vote for Clinton.
I don't know if we have any more Best Westerns. Best Western is like a last resort if they don't have a Holiday Inn or 7-Eleven.
Right.
But what we do have coming up next is something really amazing. Something really, really amazing here. In case some people out there watch television occasionally, there are some good shows on there. Some fairly good shows. One of those good shows is Northern Exposure. And on Northern Exposure, there's a cafe called Rosalind's Cafe. And we are going to call that place.
Ooh.
Because it's actually called Rosalind Cafe, and it's in Rosalind, Washington, which is where they tape the show. And that's why they have that little tiny S. If you see the cafe, it's a little tiny S on it. And because it's really called Rosalind Cafe, they
took the phone off the hook.
They took the phone off the hook. Well, so much for that.
Get back to it. It's probably just a...
Yeah, probably just a...
Just a
transient kind of a thing. I mean, that is a busy signal, though, coming from Rosalind's Cafe there, or Rosalind Cafe. I don't know if it looks the same on the inside as it does in the show. I think that's probably taped somewhere else. No, it's still busy there.
We'll come back to it.
And probably Holling has his hands full, whatever. Okay, we'll get back to that. I could have just called a busy signal anywhere in the country, you know, and said I was calling this place, but...
That was real exciting, actually.
It certainly was, yeah. The most exciting busy signal I've heard in a long time. Okay, our next stop is Pierre, which is the capital of what state, Kevin?
France.
No.
Pierre.
Rome? No. Anybody else care to guess?
Wyoming.
No.
I was
in Dakota. Which Dakota? There's two of them.
All
right. He's right. Pierre, South Dakota. At least somebody knows a little bit about geography around here.
Good evening, 7-Eleven.
Yes, hi. Am I reaching Pierre, South Dakota?
Yes, you are.
Hi, I'm calling from radio station WUSB, Stony Brook, New York. We're taking a random survey of Americans tonight.
Yes, sir.
And we'd just like to ask you one question.
Sure.
If the election were held tomorrow, which of the three major candidates would you vote for?
Ross Perot.
You'd vote for Ross Perot. You know, a lot of people in 7-Elevens are saying that. You think there's anything to that?
No, probably just because most of the guys at 7-Elevens are working class and we're tired of getting screwed.
So you think a lot of working class people are for Perot?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what is it that you like about Perot?
Can you please hold for a second?
Sure. Let's hear him ring up the sale.
He's got to go make a Slurpee.
Conversation in Pierre, South Dakota. That's a cash register here. Yeah. See, it's printing. 1905. That's what it came
out. Wow,
to.
That's one expensive six pack.
See, now doesn't this tell you something, folks?
It's paper bags too.
They're in South Dakota, but they're just the same as us. They punch things up just the same, prints out just the same. Now I'll probably say goodnight or something to that person.
Take it easy. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, we just wanted to know what it was that you like about Ross Perot.
I just like he's getting back to common sense. He's not a politician. He's self-made. You know, he worked for a living before he decided to run for politics, and he knows where the rest of us have started from.
Okay, and do you think he's going to win?
Oh, definitely.
All right.
If he can get in all the states, he'll win. No problem.
Okay, well, listen, thank you very much for your vote.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Ross Perot is now within one vote of George Bush, and that means the state of South Dakota has gone with Perot.
Huh. I like what he says, like, he's not a politician. And that's true. We don't want politicians in politics anymore.
It's too bad. They're drawn to that so much. But I guess
we need more rock musicians in politics.
Yeah. All right. Let's go back to the East Coast. And now we'll try North Carolina. North Carolina. Winston-Salem.
Mm.
Heck of a town.
Great cigarettes.
I guess I couldn't decide which cigarette to name it after.
Good evening, Holiday and North. How may I direct you, pal?
Yes, am I reaching Winston-Salem?
Yes.
Hi, I'm calling from radio station WUSB in Stony Brook, New York, and we're taking a random survey of Americans tonight. We'd like to ask you one question.
Okay.
If the election were held tomorrow, which of the three major candidates would you vote for?
Bill Clinton.
You'd vote for Clinton?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So Clinton now gets a vote. Clinton just keeps getting in the way, doesn't he? He won't die. He will not die. North Carolina. Who would think North Carolina would go with Clinton?
That's
not you. You've got a stunned look on your face.
Yeah, that totally took me by surprise.
Yeah.
That one.
All right.
Huh.
Hello. Am I reaching Topeka, Kansas?
Huh?
Hi, I'm calling from radio station WUSB in Stony Brook, New York. We're taking a random survey of Americans tonight. And we'd like to ask you one question. Can we ask you one question?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. If the election were held tomorrow, which of the three major candidates would you vote for?
Probably Clinton.
You'd vote for Clinton? Okay. Well, that brings Clinton up almost even with Ross Perot. So your vote has advanced him quite a bit there. Is there anything else you care to say?
No.
Okay, well, have a good night. That's Topeka, Kansas there. All right, so Clinton is getting a remarkably strong showing here.
Gosh, we ain't in Kansas anymore.
All right, we're going to try a few more states and we're going to go back to the phones here. Shall we try Cincinnati now?
Ooh. We should see if there's a WKRP there.
There isn't.
And then call that. Oh, so that means you've tried.
Yeah, of course I've tried. There's WKR something, but it's not WKRP. I think it was named after that. That's a great show, isn't it?
Was.
No, it's still on. It's a new one. It's a new one.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's just like things are here at the USBs. Yeah, KRP is a very realistic.
But can you say booger?
The only thing... No, you can't. The only thing that's not realistic is the fact that they're an AM station, not an FM station. They should be an FM station.
Why? What's the difference?
Well, I won't get into it here, but... we couldn't do this on AM. No way.
No.
You know what?
They don't seem to sit over there.
They don't seem to be in Cincinnati, so we're going to have to put them on the hold list for a little while. Oh, what a shame. Okay, well, let's go up to Concord. Concord, New Hampshire.
Ah, get the grapes.
Yeah, this is a Holiday Inn in Concord.
Bush. Bush or Perot?
I think so, huh?
Yep.
New Hampshire is always significant for some reason. I can't figure out why.
Holiday Inn.
Hello, am I reaching Concord, New Hampshire?
Oh, you're good to Manchester.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good enough. I'm calling from radio station WUSB in Stony Brook, New York.
Huh?
And we're taking a random survey of Americans tonight, and we'd like to ask you one question. That question is, if the election were held tomorrow, which of the major candidates would you vote for?
I don't know, and I'm kind of busy right now.
You care to abstain? Okay, well, she hung up, so I guess that means she abstains. Are New Hampshire supposed to be rude like that? Do they all work in Dunkin' Donuts up there or something?
Oh, no.
Boy, imagine if you called Dunkin' Donuts in New Hampshire, what would happen to you? All right. Well, they're busy, and that's an abstention for sure.
I'm kind of...
Why do they consider that state significant? I don't know. I mean, come on. They're kind of busy right now. This is the future of the country. Excuse me. It's only the future of your nation. Are you too busy for that?
How busy can you be at a hotel?
I don't know. How busy can you be to put aside such a decision? Okay, well, she's given away her state there. No vote. No vote for New Hampshire.
No vote.
New Hampshire does not have anything. All right. Let's go to a state of a totally different color. And, of course, when I say that, I'm talking about the fun-filled state of Utah, where nobody knows what will happen next. Yeah, the ring sounds like New Hampshire, but it's actually Salt Lake City.
Hmm.
learning so much about America.
7-Eleven.
Yes, hi, am I reaching Salt Lake City, Utah?
What was that?
Am I reaching Salt Lake City?
Oh, yes.
Great. I'm calling from WUSB Radio in Stony Brook, New York,
mm-hmm.
and we're taking a random survey tonight of Americans. We'd like to ask you one question.
Yeah?
Okay, if the election were held tomorrow, which of the three major candidates would you vote for?
I have no idea.
Do you know who's running?
No.
Okay, yeah, we've got Bush, Clinton, and Perot.
I have no idea. I don't listen to the news.
You don't? Okay, so I guess that we count that as an abstention?
Yeah.
All right. Well, take care then.
All right.
Bye. I should have asked if she knew what country she was in.
Yeah.
You know, do you get the feeling that those three names meant absolutely nothing to her?
Uh-huh. If you said Axl Rose,
All right, but look at the difference here, okay? You have both New Hampshire and Utah, both abstaining, but they abstain in such totally different ways.
You know, my mom lives in New Hampshire. You want to call her, see how she votes?
At 12:50 in the morning, you want me to call your mother?
Yeah.
I don't think that'd be a good idea for either of us. Probably not a good idea for the radio station either, considering license renewal time is probably around the corner. All right, so updating everybody, the current status, we have Bush with 10 votes, Perot with 9, Clinton with 7, and 3 abstentions. The abstentions are gaining here.
Yeah, 1 due to rudeness, and I think 2 due to ignorance, or...
Looks that way. All right, we're going to take 2 more states, and then we're going to go back to the phones here. Next state is one of my favorites. I know it's not true for a lot of people, but... We're going to Oregon.
Ooh, Oregon's nice.
Portland, Oregon.
Well, I have a friend there.
Yeah, hopefully they have learned more about presidential politics than the state of Utah.
7-Eleven, Killing George.
Yes, hello. Am I reaching Portland, Oregon?
Excuse me.
Yes, is this Portland, Oregon?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm calling from WUSB Radio in Stony Brook, New York.
Uh-huh.
And we're taking a random survey of Americans tonight. We're wondering if you could answer one question for us.
Yeah, what's the one question?
Okay, if the election were held tomorrow, who would you vote for?
As far as what?
The presidential election. Which of the three major candidates would you vote for?
I don't know. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Who would I vote for?
Who would I vote for? Can you believe this?
Not voting. Yeah. No. Yeah. Who would? This guy's serious about this.
I'm very serious.
I don't know.
Your vote carries the whole
thing. Anybody but Bush.
Anybody? Well, that leaves you Clinton and Perot.
Perot.
You want Perot. Okay. Thank you for participating. We have a tie ball game here. Clinton and Perot, thanks to informed electorate people like that, or informed voters. Who would I vote for?
She did poll a sampling of her peers, too. So you know that is a good representation
right.
of her state.
That's right. Yeah, she conferred with the people. And came back to us with a decision there. So we have a tie running here, tie election. Bush, 10 votes. Perot, 10 votes. Clinton, 7. All right, we're going to take one more state before we take our break from this and see what New Jersey can do for this race. What do you think New Jersey will go with?
Oh, that's a scary thought. What is it, 7-Eleven?
Yes, it's a 7-Eleven. It's a 7-Eleven in Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Probably Perot.
You think so, huh?
Yeah.
You think Perot will wind up ahead?
Yep.
All right, let's see what happens. This is so exciting. They're probably running for the phone right now, knowing that this is the most important phone call of their lives.
Hello, 7-Eleven.
Yep. Hi, is this Cherry Hill, New Jersey?
Yes.
Hi, I'm calling from radio station WUSB in Stony Brook, New York. We're taking a random survey tonight of Americans. We're wondering if you can answer one question for us.
Yes.
If the election were held tomorrow, which of the three major candidates would you vote for?
I would have to say probably,
God, what is it?
Probably.
Oh, boy.
Tough one. Between Clinton and Perot. The rest of them don't even count as far as I'm concerned. Probably Clinton.
Okay, so you vote for Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you've just made it very, very tight race here.
Mm-hmm.
Because Clinton is behind, but you brought him to within 2 votes of the of both Bush and Perot here.
No, it says it's still a tough choice there.
It's a tough choice, but you don't want Bush.
Oh, God, no.
Okay. Okay, we just wanted to verify that.
What station is this?
We're WUSB, Stony Brook, New York.
USB.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, well, thanks very much for participating.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Boy, that was a dramatic one, wasn't it?
She was teetering.
Whew.
She was teetering on Perot.
That's what presidential elections are, you know, they're dramatic. And I think we got the full impact of that. Okay, so right now, as we take our break in the voting, we have Perot and Bush tied with 10 votes each, and Clinton coming up from behind with 8 votes. He's doing much better than he was last week. And we got those 3 abstentions and the 1 vote for Eugene McCarthy, which I don't think is really going to go anywhere. All right, now let's go back to the faithful USB callers that have been calling in to 632-6901, area code 516. Feel free to tell us what you think about that, what you think about the Ice-T song, which we haven't played yet, but we will. What you think of abducting people in other countries. You heard about that, didn't you? Supreme Court says it's legal for us to go into other countries and kidnap people and bring them here for trial.
Oh, I thought it was legal regardless of what the Supreme Court said.
Well, I mean, the CIA will do whatever they want.
Right,
but
that's what I mean.
the Supreme Court said it's actually okay to do this. We have the right to do this. You know, take people that have never been to this country and put them on trial here.
Well, I just think it's a good thing that the Supreme Court's actually giving us rights now instead of taking them away.
Yeah, yeah. That's one way of looking at that, I guess. Good morning. You're on the air. Can you believe that? They stayed on all that time just to hang up? Good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, Eric.
How you doing?
I called last week about who I wanted.
Yeah?
Perot.
You said Perot?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And do you still say Perot?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you think Perot has a good chance?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Uh-huh. What do you like about him?
I don't know. I just don't like Bush. Bush, he did so much and, you know, he goofed up.
Yeah? What do you think of Quayle?
Well, I don't like him either.
Well, you don't think he's kind of funny?
No.
Really?
Stupid.
Well, yeah, he's stupid, but, you know, he's like, you ever see the Three Stooges?
Well, that's a show.
Yeah, so's he.
He's not, okay.
He's a one-man circus.
Yeah.
But what don't you like about Bush?
Bush, I don't know, just with the war he went through, and, you know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I don't think we should have won out, in a way, out there.
You don't think we should have won the war?
No, I don't think we should have went into
the
war.
Gone out there in the first place. Okay, yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You think Perot would have done things differently?
Yeah, I think he would have probably cooperated with them a little more than Bush did.
Yeah, do you think the end result would have been the same?
Maybe. But I don't know. It's hard. It's a hard decision.
So are you old enough to vote?
Oh, yeah, I'm 22.
Okay, great. So you're going to vote this November, I hope.
Yes, I am.
All right, and get other people to vote as well.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you do that.
One question. What do you think about that Exxon executive being missing?
Well, that's interesting. The Exxon executive was kidnapped in late April.
Right, and now they got the two suspects. They supposedly have two suspects.
They caught two people who were supposedly picking up the ransom money. Now, it seems to me that if you want to get somebody back safely, you don't do that.
Right.
I don't quite know why they captured them now before they got the guy back. Because
yeah.
They don't know where he is. And
They still haven't found him.
No, they haven't.
They just wanted the money, so maybe they don't have him.
You think maybe they just tried to get money and they didn't ever have them in the first place?
Right. I don't know. It might be that way, or they do have them somewhere and they're not saying.
Yeah, I would sort of go with the first one. I think maybe they were just trying to capitalize on the situation.
Yeah, and there is somebody probably out there that has them.
Well, hopefully, or else maybe he just ran away himself. People do that, you know.
But it'll be nice to see him again.
Well, I never saw him in the first place, but I guess, you know.
For the family.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Can I make a shout-out?
Sure, go ahead.
Hey, Jimmy, it's James. Just wanted to say I'm sorry for what I said about you, and I want to be friends again. And give me a shout if you get on, Eric, call me after you get off. Okay? Can I ask you one more question?
Sure, go ahead.
Can I go on the party line?
We're not doing that this week. We'll do that in a few more weeks.
Oh, okay.
All right?
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. All right, let's take a few more calls, and we'll resume the electioneering. Should we do the Ice-T thing soon? What do you think?
I haven't heard it yet.
I haven't heard it yet either. In fact, it's still in the package.
Still wrapped?
Right here, in the package. I'll tell you the whole story about that, about going and getting this record today. But let's go through a few more calls. Good morning.
Hello?
How you doing?
Yeah, what's up? How come you're not doing teleconferences this week?
Well, because we don't do teleconferencing every week.
man.
No, we can't. I mean, we're not a teleconferencing service. We're a radio show.
Yeah.
Occasionally, we can go beyond that, but if we do it every week, we'll quickly become, you know, history here.
Yeah. That's a pretty good idea you're doing with the voting thing, calling different dates and stuff.
Yeah, you think the 7-Elevens and Holiday Inns represent the people? I mean, all the people go there, right?
Yeah, pretty. I don't know.
I think it's as good a representation as any.
Yeah. Who do you think is going to win the election?
Well, you know...
Well, not the real election, the election you're doing.
This is the real election as far as I'm concerned. Well, Clinton has been trailing throughout, and I don't think he's ever really going to be able to recover, even though he's within 2 votes. It's going to be neck and neck between Bush and Perot, and at the moment, my instincts are telling me Bush is going to just edge out Perot. But again, I can't write off Perot completely. I think he's got a good chance here.
It's going to be a close race.
It's going to be a very close race, very exciting. You know, people should not move from their radios over the next hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is as dramatic as it gets.
All right, thanks a lot. Can I say hello to a few people first?
Go ahead.
I have to say hello. Jeremy, Jay, Kevin, Cindy, Sue, Val, and Sabrina. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
All right, bye.
And that's that. 632-6901 is our phone number. Looks like you want to say something.
No, he said hello to me.
Do you think that was you he was talking to?
Sure, who was?
Does he never say hello to me? You notice that?
Well, I they say hello when
I get
you pick
dissed
them up.
By Quail, and people give shout-outs and things, and they never include me. You believe that?
That's rude.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just overly sensitive or something, but are you laughing? Are you laughing at me?
No, deep down inside. Not to your face.
You know, I don't have to take this, you know. I don't have to take any of this. I mean, I could do something else right now. I could be watching Saturday Night Live. No, it's over right now, but I could, you know, I could have taped it and watched it now. Or whatever.
Ew, you like the new Saturday Night Live?
I don't know. I've never seen it. I'm never there because I'm here.
Don't bother. You ain't missing much.
Ah. Lots of people tell me here.
Catch the old ones on Nick and Knight.
I don't get cable TV. You just know what buttons to push, don't you?
Yep.
Okay, 632-6901. Good morning.
Hey, Eric, what's up?
Not much.
I have a TV guide here for this week.
Okay.
They got an interview with the TV guide interviewing Russ Perot.
Yeah, you know, I saw that. I didn't read it, but I saw it.
Yeah, and he says here, I never said any unkind word about Bush personally in any way. I'm not attacking him personally. Have I mentioned anything except the issues against him? Now you have to discuss the issues. And it's like, they ask him what does he watch on TV? And he says he watches Cheers and all this. You didn't read it?
No, sounds amazing. Cheers, what else?
No, he says they ask him, what is your favorite show? And he says, besides the news on CNN, my favorite is Cheers. We have Cheers every night in Dallas, the old shows. And then he said, they asked him, were you a Dallas watcher when it was on? And he says, for a while. Wait a minute. Do you guys know what the R and J.R. Ewing stood for? And he says, Ross.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's weird.
Well, you know, that was named after Jim Ross, who does our bluegrass program here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's what J.R. stood for.
Something you were saying about they say that we have the right to kidnap somebody.
Yeah, we do. The Supreme Court says that the U.S. government can go anywhere in the world and kidnap people to bring them back here for trial for whatever crimes they think they may have committed.
Yeah, but do you mean if they're walking down the street, you can pull out of a car and just put formaldehyde in them and knock them out and then drag them away?
As long as you come to a full stop and obey the traffic rules, yeah, apparently. Apparently you can do all that.
Oh, man.
Now, of course, we as citizens, I don't think we can do that, can we? Probably not, but that's certainly some wide-ranging powers that they're giving the government here.
Yeah. And you're going to play that, Ice-T?
Yeah, have you heard the song?
A little bit. I heard it on television.
You heard it on television? Well, I don't think they played the whole thing on television.
Oh, they didn't. They showed it on, I think it was CNN or one of the other keys on News Network.
What do you think of it?
It has its good and bad in it. That's the way I look. I don't condone, you know, I don't condemn it.
Yeah.
Because I think that he does have the right, you know, to, like, say whatever he wants, but it's touchy. It touches a lot of bases with that situation with cops.
Well, that's true, but, you know, you have to understand that this is a reaction to certain things.
Yeah.
These emotions that are being expressed are reactions of lots of different events going on, and you can't ignore these emotions because then you have riots when you ignore them.
What do you think about it?
Well, I haven't heard it yet. I have not heard it yet, and I'm going to hear it for the first time tonight, too.
Yeah, and Eric, when are you going to do a teleconference later in the week?
Well, we're not on later in the week.
I mean,
I have to go down to Washington, D.C.
In the show's to come.
come?
Well, I have to go down to Washington, D.C. to shake people up and find out what's going on. So I won't be here next week, and probably that'll keep me there a couple of weeks. But when I get back, I think we'll do something.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, all right. Well, you know, I just wanted to bring those points across.
All right. Well, thanks for doing that.
Good night. All right.
Good night. Good morning.
Hey, Eric.
How you doing?
I said hi to you. You happy now?
Well, you see, everybody says hi, Eric, when they call initially, but when they give all those shout-outs, you know, and say hi to all these people, listing vast numbers of people and things like that, you know, they just skip right over me like I'm just transparent or something.
Okay, I'll say it to you at the end of my phone call.
All right, but, you know, it seems kind of staged in your case now, you see? I want it to come naturally. I want people to you know, do this without even thinking about it.
I'm sorry.
And plus, not only that, I want to be able to tune into other radio stations and hear other talk shows and hear my name being mentioned on those talk shows, too, when they give shout-outs on those ones.
Yes.
Is that too much to ask for?
I guess not.
No. And when I go down to D.C., I want to hear people saying it there, too. I mean, I just want to be recognized and known and, you know. Well, never mind. Those are my personal things. But
talk show, where are you on Thursday morning?
Thursday morning?
Yeah, on USB.
Well, I did drop in for a moment on Cindy's show, yeah. You were listening, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I dropped into, well, the main purpose was to demand my CD back that she borrowed. But there's, you know, I just was being friendly. And I also happened to be up all night, so I just was there at that time.
About, like, this kidnapping and stuff?
Yeah.
Does that mean, like, like, Indian people can, like, come over and, like, abduct everyone who works at McDonald's and Burger King and stuff?
Well, yeah, you know, basically, according to the Supreme Court, that's perfectly okay. But, of course, it's a different country. But if they play by the same rules, they can come here and take us anytime they want.
So that Exxon guy might be legal, then?
Yeah, that could have been a completely legal thing. Could have been completely legal. Who knows? Some other country might have come and gotten them.
A bunch of Alaskan otters came down and stole them.
Now, I wonder if they have the right to kidnap us in our own country anytime they want.
Well
I guess they can arrest us anytime they want.
You better run and lock the door to the studio, then.
It's already taken care of, yes.
Good thinking.
What's that?
Good thinking.
Yes, well, sometimes it's the best thinking to have.
Are you going to try to call this Roslyn Cafe later?
Well, if that state, you know, will make a difference, if it's a close race, and it looks like it's going to be a close race, we'll call the places back that we weren't able to get through to.
Did you call Massachusetts yet?
Yes, I believe we did call Massachusetts to see how Massachusetts voted. They voted for Bush.
Oh.
Yeah. That was a Cumberland Farms in Massachusetts.
You should call
Amherst.
You should call the Bull and Finch, which is, Cheers.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, you should call them up, too. Just like to talk to them. Ask them, like, about if Cheers is actually filmed there.
Well, I can tell you that myself. They just filmed the outside there, and the inside is filmed someplace else.
I don't know. Well, you should just talk to the guys. They're probably open at night.
That's true. That's true. They probably get all kinds of people asking them that question, too. They probably have a recording that will answer it.
it's like you called up Albany.
Uh-huh.
But they voted for Perot.
Did Albany? Wait, did New York vote for Perot? Yes, New York did vote for Perot.
I'm not going to let that lady represent me.
Well, I don't think you have a say in it. She's representing everybody.
Well, not me.
That's the way it works. you don't really have that much say in the whole matter.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Well, then I guess I can see why she stands for Perot, since I guess she's also an authoritarian in the matter. Too,
yes.
Telling me how to vote now.
Well, yeah. Well, someone has to tell you how to vote. Anyway, we have to get back to that. So, anything else?
Well, I'll... Did you see Batman Returns yet?
No, I haven't seen Batman Returns yet. I intend to soon, though.
Good movie. Also, I got a quote for you too here.
Okay.
Well, first of all, what's the opposite of pro?
I don't know.
Con.
What?
Con.
Con?
Hey, you know pro and con.
Pro and con. That's pretty funny.
Well, then wouldn't it make sense that the opposite of progress would then be Congress?
I've heard that one before. I've heard that one.
Well, I'm sorry. All right, well, I'll just say hi to a few people.
Okay, go ahead.
Tom, Damon, Jeff, Steve, Mark, Amy, Jay, Andy, you, Eric.
Oh, he remembered. Wow.
And Kevin, too.
Wow.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, great, thanks.
Doesn't it feel good, Kevin, when you remembered?
It's a little rush going through
the night. And I'd like to say hi to Craig the Socialist.
All right.
All right.
Cool. Well, right. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Okay, now we're at that time of the show.
Will you leave?
No. Hey, what's that glint in your eyes as you said that?
When you go down to Washington, who's filling in?
I don't know. I guess Matt.
Matt?
Yeah. Well, why'd you say it like that?
Nothing.
Yeah, no, he'll kick your face if you.
I don't know. Drop kick me.
Yeah, I mean he's done it before.
What, my face?
Well, people that don't respect him like he expects to be respected.
He's good to have fun with.
Well, yeah, as long as you it's like a grizzly bear, you got to be careful of the paws and the claws and all that kind of thing. He's got quite a few clauses. Anyway, yes, the controversy concerning the Ice-T song has affected us here. Tonight I ventured out to a local record store. I will not give out the name. But you cannot get this record unless you ask for it. You have to ask for it as behind the counter. You have to show proof. You have to show proof that you're over 18 to get this record. I've never experienced anything like this before.
They proved you?
Well, never mind whether they proved me, but they did make it clear that only people over 18 can get this record. I've never seen anything like this before. I mean, we've talked about it, but I've never actually experienced it. And there were people, a lot of people, asking for it. Oh, yes, there were. And here we go. No, that's the wrong one. I bought two CDs. Okay, here we go.
Wow.
Brand
new.
Yes. Must be 18 years of age to purchase. ID required. Can you believe that on a record?
Wow, that's a selling point right there.
Parental advisory, explicit lyrics. Now, yeah, that's the sticker. Must
that's
be 18 years of
point.
Age to purchase, ID required. But imprinted on the record itself, parental advisory, explicit lyrics. And I guess we should warn people, too, sensitive people out there that might get offended by this, that there are explicit lyrics supposedly in this song. But we are playing it as kind of a news item, really, because people are up in arms about this. Cops are saying that they should boycott Time Warner. Which, by the way, Time Warner is behind Batman Returns.
Uh-oh.
So police are advising people to not go and see that film. As well as other things. I think they own Home Box Office. And,
yeah.
God knows. Well, they probably own us somewhere along the lines. Anyway, so we got the new record by Ice-T here. Let's open it right here live on the air. Don't you hate opening plastic wrap?
I hear it strangles seagulls.
Okay. You know, CD boxes are such a waste of space. Because when you open it up, you get this little tiny thing that drops out of it, and then you have to figure out what to do with this box.
Oh, you cut the front picture out and hang it on your wall.
All right, well, I can't even open this.
Get like a little mini poster.
I still like record album concepts better, The size is just so much more sensible. Okay, now we, gosh darn it all, I always open the wrong side. Okay, we'll get this.
You probably like gate sleeves, too, don't you?
Okay, the CD has dropped out. And now we have it. And Cop Killer is printed on the guy's chest. It's a drawing. Looks kind of like an Iron Maiden kind of drawing, except the guy's
black. Looks like Eddie, yeah.
Yeah. Body Count is the name of the record itself. In the back is a picture of a pistol pointed straight at you. 18 songs here. And, let's see, we want Cop Killer, which is the finale, song number 18. All right, let's open this up. Actually, there's a whole big booklet inside here.
Actually, Body Count is the name of the band.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's the name of the album.
Nope, name of the album and the band, because it says Body Count R, Ice-T, Ernie C, Moose Man, and D-Rock. Also the Beatmaster V.
I can tell you this, that there's going to be mention of Daryl Gates and Rodney King, as well as other things. So,
the name of the band.
Looking for anything else that might be pertinent here. But actually, I guess the best thing we can do is just let the music talk for itself. Again, let us warn you that these are explicit lyrics coming up. This is not obscenity, however. This is, I guess, they would define this as indecency, but obscenity carries a whole other connotative meaning to it that this simply does not have. Simply words, nothing more than words, and no reason to get all.
There are no bad words, just bad people.
Oh, that's true, yeah. Okay, we are going to hear the song, Cop Killer, then we're going to go back to the polls and find out who's going to be our next president here on Brain Damage.
Cop Killer! lady, man. Got my brain on high. Tonight I'll be your night. I got strong ass night. And your night looks just right. Got my adrenaline pumping. I got my stereo pumping. I'm about to kill me something. I picked something for nothing. Dracula, better you than me. Dracula, fuck police brutality. Dracula, I know your mama's grieving. Fuck it. Dracula, but tonight we get even.
I'm surprised. Are you surprised?
Definitely.
I was expecting a rap song.
And oh,
that
God,
certainly was not a rap song there. It's Ice-T with the controversial song Cop Killer. Now you know what it sounds like, folks. So judge it on that and not by what you read. Judge it on whatever you hear. Whew. Quite a piece there, you know? But, you know, is it necessarily what Ice-T is saying, or is it just a... you know, a role-playing kind of a thing, you know, like perhaps Jack Nicholson will play an insane person. Does that mean he is actually an insane person? Does it mean he's advocating insanity and murder and things like that? Every time we see the Terminator blow away somebody, does that mean we're advocating that, or is that simply a role-playing type of a thing? I don't know. I have my opinions on this, but... I think the best thing people can do is listen on their own. It's weird, though, that you have to be 18 to buy that. You know?
That's weird.
Yeah, certainly is. Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, there's been albums for years, punk albums, that have always been out since like the early 80s with concepts of the same sort.
Well, I knew as soon as they put stickers on things that this would start happening, that they'd start putting them behind the counter and not stocking them at all. There's some stores that are not carrying them. I think Kmart is one of them. Just refusing to carry this record. But, I don't know, people have to decide on their own. That's what we give them the chance.
I've been buying records for years when I was kids, 14, with words worse than that. And
well, look how you
I grew up,
out.
Right?
Yeah. Strong argument for their side. Good morning.
Yeah, how you doing there?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm pretty cool. Well, I want to talk about Batman.
Okay.
You haven't seen it yet?
No, I haven't.
It was alright. It was better than the first one, but I really didn't like the first one.
Yeah? Yeah, the first one had a lot of problems, I thought.
Yeah, it was, like, too slow-moving.
Slow-moving and a lot of simplistic things, you know?
Yeah, this one, the plot isn't too, like, well-constructed.
Uh-huh.
It's visually brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard the whole Gotham City thing is done very well.
Yeah, it's very well designed it.
Uh-huh.
Pee Wee Herman has, like, a little role at the beginning.
I heard about that.
Yeah, and I knew he was in that. I knew it was supposed to be at the beginning, but I really didn't recognize it and stuff.
Oh, that means he did a good job. And Danny DeVito is unrecognizable, too.
Right, so all of a sudden, I hear this little kid yelling, "Look, there's Pee Wee." So I'm, like, checking the theater around me, and I like, grabbed the newspaper and put it over my head. I didn't want to get sprayed.
That's really something.
Yeah. Wait, Cole, do you think you could do just one teleconference, put me on if anybody wants to join?
Not tonight. We're not doing teleconferencing tonight.
Can I say hi to a few people?
Go ahead.
Alright, in no order. Rob, Mike, Matt, Jeremy, and Rob, you just to get somebody. Chris, Eric, and that's about it. If I forgot anybody, sorry.
Okay.
Oh, and Tom and Jay.
Alright, thanks for calling. Think that was me he was talking about?
I don't know. I was totally left out on all.
Yeah, you were left out completely, but it sort of feels good to see someone else get left out. I'm not gloating or anything like that, but it does kind of feel good. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Okay, I'd like to say hi to a few people.
Go ahead.
Hi, Eric and Kevin.
Hi, how you doing?
How you doing?
And I'd like to say hi to Martha.
Hi, Martha, wherever
Martha.
You are.
Martha is like someone that's bugging one of my friends, and I want her to leave, but I won't get into it.
Well, saying hi to her isn't likely to get her to leave now, is it?
Say hi to her just because she, cause, like, cause
say goodbye
she
wanted
to leave.
Uh-huh.
It's bugging one of my friends, so I had to say that just to get off my back.
Okay.
Okay, I'd like to talk about this Cop Killer song.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, like you said before about Ice-T representing somebody.
Yeah.
How, you know, I don't understand how they can accuse all cops of being like this when there's only four cops that went after Rodney King.
Well, four cops in this particular instance, there are, I mean, there's something going on in New Jersey now where cops are being accused of shooting someone, I believe.
Yeah.
There's Miami Beach, of course, and things throughout the years. Of course, not all cops are bad, and probably not even the majority are bad.
And that's the thing. I mean, only, like, maybe not even 10% of the cops are bad.
Right,
I mean,
By the same token, most people are not bad either. It's only a small minority. I think what people are objecting to with cops is that whenever there are bad cops, they always get away with it because everybody else sort of blindly stands up for them.
Hmm.
You know, that's what's wrong.
Okay. And another thing I want to say, it was pretty interesting today. I was coming home from Montauk, and I saw a Florida license plate, and it had, like, four numbers. I forget what the number was, and it said Pearl Harbor Survivor.
Really?
Have you heard anything about that?
You have a special plate if you're a Pearl Harbor survivor.
Yeah.
Wow. No, I never heard about that. That's
I was like, and my father was driving, and we pulled past him, and I looked at him, and the guy looked like, you know, he was relatively old.
Uh-huh.
You know, he had gray hair, but, you know, so I assume he was old because he had gray hair.
Oh, that's something. I've seen chiropractor license plates. That's the latest one I've seen.
But I don't know about this one. Like, I guess they've been around, you know, after Pearl Harbor.
Do you think
you
have to pay an extra fee for that, or are you required to get
special for people that survived it?
Uh-huh.
It's pretty interesting.
Why would somebody driving by want to know that you're a Pearl Harbor? I mean, you know, it's something to talk about at dinner parties, I suppose.
Well, how many people actually survived Pearl Harbor?
Well, I guess more people survived than didn't.
Uh-huh.
It's a respect thing.
You know, I guess he was there, and, you know, just to see he was there and he survived, you know, that's a pretty amazing feat, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I wonder if Hiroshima people have their license plates.
And Mr. Coyle, I want to talk about this Dan Coyle and this potato thing, okay?
Go ahead.
How, Mr. Coyle, how can you think that we're going to have a president that doesn't even know how to spell? I mean, if he was such a great vice president, he would have picked up on that mistake from the teacher, okay? Just, Mr. Coyle, drop him, okay? Dan Coyle is a loser. He's not going to be able to run this country.
And potato.
I think Ross Perot is going to run this country.
Potato is such a easy word too. You know, it's not like chloroseptic or something like that.
But yeah, I'm sure. So what, he spells tomatoes with an E too?
I think he does. Yeah.
Does he pronounce it potato or potato?
Oh, you see, that's getting ethnic. So I'm not even going to get involved in that.
That's crazy. But yeah. It's a strange world.
It's a very strange world, and it's only getting stranger.
But why don't you call 7-Eleven around here and find out who they're going to vote for?
Oh, we've already called New York, and Albany has represented us.
Really?
Yeah. And
why don't you just for the heck of it, when it's over, call like...
Well, okay, when we get a little frivolous later on, well, we can do that. But right now, this is a very serious issue. We need to know who the winner is tonight.
All right.
All right, we're going to get back to that. Thanks so much for calling.
Sure.
Time for the election. Time to get back to the election.
Great.
And our next state... Oh, this is a good one. It's not so much the state as where in the state. Are you aware of what goes on in Fort George, Meade, Maryland?
Oh, Fort George.
What is it?
I don't know. Nuclear power plant.
No, it's
okay,
not.
Hold on.
And it's not called Fort George either. It's called Fort Meade for short, not Fort George.
It's where the money's kept or
it's
something.
It's where the NSA is.
National
Security Agency, also known as No Such Agency.
Oh, they don't exist kind of people. Huh?
Well, they used to be known as that, but... actually, they were found, so now they're admitting that they exist. Anyway, we're calling a 7-Eleven. This guy could be a spook who answers the phone, so be careful with him.
Sorry.
All right. This is where intelligence agents go to shop when they want Pop-Tarts and things like that.
Slurpees.
Yeah, and Slurpees. This is where they go. We'll call. That's the number. We'll call.
Cheap sunglasses.
Probably taking a long time to answer because there are people in there right now. And you better believe this phone is tapped. Oh, yes, it is. Listen to that. It's a fax machine.
Wow.
7-1 with a fax machine. This is strange. Have you ever called 7-Eleven and gotten a fax machine before? When you call Fort George, Meade, Maryland, you'd get that. Some kind of, security device or, spying kind of thing. We're going to do something kind of rare here and call back a second time to see what happens. I thought I heard somebody saying hello. Yeah. Most intriguing. Ah!
7-Eleven, throw me out, you.
Yes, hello. Is this 7-Eleven in Fort George, Meade, Maryland?
Yes, it is. One of them.
Okay, great. I'm calling from radio station WUSB in Stony Brook, New York. And we're taking a random survey tonight of Americans. We're wondering if we could ask you one question.
Well, if it's not going to be publicized.
It's not going to be publicized as far as... It's going to count for our survey.
Well, whatever. I'm busy right now.
All right, we're just asking if the election were held tomorrow, which of the three major candidates would you vote for?
I have no idea. I've never voted.
Never voted. Okay, we'll count that as an abstention then.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. Right.
Never voted.
And he doesn't want it to count.
Wow.
Now, how do I do that? How do I get an abstention and not count it?
Wow. You know what? He's probably, like, scared and paranoid living in
you
that...
heard it in his voice, didn't
yeah.
you? I heard the fear in that voice.
Uh-huh.
That's why he has the fax machine screen his calls. Most people don't call back after they get a fax machine.
Bet you everyone would live
I did.
Town.
All right. That's the deal there. And it was only one 7-Eleven in Fort George, Meade. Only one. They have several. They have a choice. Whew. Okay. Let's go to a more carefree place. Place where every word isn't monitored.
Disneyland.
Hardly.
Where?
Kingston, Rhode Island.
Same thing.
Sounds the same, doesn't it? This is also a 7-Eleven. I guess the phone doesn't ring in 7-Eleven very much, you know? Have you ever been in a 7-Eleven where the phone rings? People drop things and go crazy. Well, it's not supposed to happen. Why would you call 7-Eleven? To ask them what time they're open until?
Find out what flavor Slurpees they have.
You would do that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You'd save
Matthew?
Yes, hello. Am I reaching Kingston, Rhode Island?
Yep.
Hi, I'm calling from radio station WUSB in Stony Brook, New York. We're taking a random survey tonight. We're wondering if you could answer one question for us. Okay, if the election were held tomorrow, which of the three major candidates would you vote for?
Oh, the president, you mean?
Yes, that's right.
You mean Bush or Perot or...
Or Clinton.
Or Clinton. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, Bush for now.
You vote for Bush for now?
I change it in November, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much. What he doesn't know is that he can't change it in November because he's voting tonight and that's final. That's right. The results of this election here are final.
And binding.
All right, so Rhode Island goes for Bush. Bush is now ahead by one. It's Bush 11, Perot 10, Clinton 8. Now we go to a place that I visited once, which I found kind of interesting. almost got into a lot of trouble there. Clemson, South Carolina.
You got in trouble in South Carolina?
Well, you don't make jokes about football down there.
Uh-oh.
No, they don't like it when you make jokes about football. This is a Holiday Inn.
Okay.
They don't have
Thank you for calling Holiday Inn Clemson.
Yes, hi, I'm reaching Clemson, South Carolina.
Yes.
Hi, I'm calling from radio station WUSB in Stony Brook, New York. We're taking a random survey tonight of Americans, and we're wondering if you could answer one question for us.
I'll try.
Okay, great. If the election were held tomorrow, which of the three major candidates would you vote for?
H. Ross Perot.
You vote for Perot?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for participating.
You're welcome.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
I knew that.
You knew he was going to vote for Perot. You know, I keep saying the same thing over and over again. Have you noticed that? You know, I'm calling from radio station WUSB in Stony Brook, New York. We're taking a random survey of Americans tonight. Could you answer one question for us? Who would you vote for president if the election were held tomorrow?
Yeah.
Do you know how tired I am of saying that?
Well, switch it around.
What am I going to do? Say, which of the three major candidates will you vote for? Hi, I'm calling from WUSB Radio in Stony Brook, New York. Am I reaching so-and-so? No, you can only say it one way.
No.
Okay, well, while we're down there in the deep south, let's go to another neighboring state and see if the Perot sentiment holds. Still got a tie game here. 11, 11, and 8. This is Mobile, Alabama, a 7-Eleven. I hear in some parts of the country 7-Elevens are open from 7 to 11.
Still, huh?
Yeah.
Throwback to the old days.
And in some places they have to be closed on Sundays.
Ooh.
And this is a Sunday.
Can't buy beer.
No, but somebody apparently is buying beer in Mobile, Alabama, which is preventing the cashier from getting to the telephone. So when he gets to the telephone, he's going to be, rather flustered, shall we say. Wouldn't it be something if we got one of these in the middle of a robbery? Sorry, I'm all tied up now. No answer.
Then would the robbers be responsible for the vote?
Well, we'll settle for whoever answers the phone, actually. It doesn't have to be the person who works there.
Because they might not live in state.
We'll give it two more rings here, and then we're going to move on. One more ring for Mobile, Alabama. Okay, that's it. That's it. Alabama. Is this Vienna, Virginia?
Yes.
Hi, I'm calling from radio station WUSB in Stony Brook, New York, and we're taking a random survey tonight of Americans. We're wondering if you can answer one question for us.
Yes.
Okay, the question is, if the election were held tomorrow, which of the three major candidates would you vote for?
I have no vote here. I'm immigrant.
You're, where are you from? What country are you from?
From Pakistan.
From Pakistan?
Yes.
Okay, well, for this survey, we will count your vote. So anybody that you say, we will count as a vote for them.
Uh-huh.
So the three candidates are Ross Perot, George Bush, and Bill Clinton.
I vote for Ross Perot.
Ross Perot.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. How do you like that?
That must have been fun for him. He got to take part in the vote.
Well, yeah, I made his day, but someone from Pakistan comes over here and has the gall to vote for Ross Perot. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing. Okay, so Alabama, no, that's not Alabama, that's Virginia. Vienna, Virginia. Virginia has gone for Perot. Boy, I'll tell you, that's pretty close to Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C., incidentally, is not eligible for this.
That's sending a message to the Capitol.
It's sending a message, all right.
Everyone's sending messages.
Yes. Okay, now we are going to New Orleans, Louisiana. There's also a 7-Eleven in New Orleans. Mm. Perot is now ahead of Bush by one. I don't know what it is about the 7-Elevens down in the deep south. They don't seem to answer their phones.
Things are slow.
Maybe they are 7-Elevens down there. Maybe they only open till 11 o'clock. It's conceivable, I suppose. Give it one more ring. All right, that's one more ring. All right, let's go someplace where we know they'll be open, and that's Los Angeles, California. I'll bet they won't get any votes for Bush out there.
Unless it's burnt down. Do you think they rebuilt, they rebuilt the Taco Bell in a day?
Did they? Well, you can do things like that.
Hello?
Hi, am I reaching 7-Eleven in Los Angeles?
Sorry?
Is this 7-Eleven in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm calling from radio station WUSB, Stony Brook, New York, and we're taking a random survey tonight of Americans. We're wondering if you can answer one question for us.
Yeah.
Okay, the question is, if the election were held tomorrow, which of the three major candidates would you vote for?
Sorry?
If the election were held tomorrow, which of the three major candidates, Bill Clinton, Ross Perot, or George Bush, would you vote for?
I can't give any decision because my owner is not present.
Your what is not present?
Yeah. Owner.
No, but you can vote on your own. You don't need the owner.
But I'm not a citizen.
You're not a citizen. Okay, but it doesn't matter. You can vote in this survey. Just tell us who you would prefer of the three.
George Bush.
You prefer George Bush?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ooh.
Thank you for shopping 7-Eleven.
We've gotten two immigrants in the last couple of calls, one of which went for Perot, one of which went for Bush.
You should find out what country he was from.
You know, I should have. He seemed kind of perplexed, though. I didn't want to push him too much. Someone's going ding-dong over and over again. And who knows what that means. They don't do that out here. They don't make those noises. Okay, so California has gone with Bush. California's gone with Bush. I don't know. Maybe it's the Reagan influence. All right. I didn't think Los Angeles would vote for Bush, but they did. Whew. All right, let's go for another city, which is rather unlikely to vote for Bush, I think, and that's Miami, unless we get the Cuban community. The old folks community, yeah.
7-Eleven.
Hi, am I reaching Miami, Florida?
I'm sorry?
Am I reaching Miami?
Yes.
Hi, I'm calling from radio station WUSB in Stony Brook, New York, and we're taking a random survey tonight of Americans.
Right.
Wondering if you can answer one question for us.
Yeah, if you can make it quick.
I can. Now, if the election were held tomorrow, which of the three major candidates would you vote for?
Perot.
You vote for Perot?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right.
All right, all those people that vote for Perot, they're very matter-of-fact about it. So Florida has gone with Perot. Perot is now ahead by one vote. This is really exciting. Any commentary from color commentator?
I like that guy.
Don't like what guy?
If you can make it quick.
Yeah, I like his attitude, huh?
Yeah. Well, this is the fate of the nation here, you know what I mean? It's politics. It can take more than a passing interest.
It's also the American way, though. We've kind of shortened to the point.
What, Mick elections? Is that what you're saying?
Let's go to an historic place now. I'm talking about the city of Little Rock, Arkansas.
Huh?
Brown versus the Board of Ed. We're speaking to a Holiday Inn out there. Now, you can tell it's a Holiday Inn by the ring. I don't care what anybody says.
Right by the swimming pool.
Yeah, they do have an extension there, right? So you can hear the bell on that extension isn't working. Ah.
Thank you for calling Holiday Inn.
Yes, hello. Am I reaching Little Rock, Arkansas?
Right.
Hi, I'm calling from radio station WUSB in Stony Brook, New York, and we're taking a random survey tonight of Americans. We're wondering if you could answer one question for us.
All right.
Okay, if the election were held tomorrow, which of the three major candidates would you vote for?
Bill Clinton.
You vote for Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All
right. Bye-bye. All right, vote for Clinton from Arkansas, and... wait a minute. He's the governor of Arkansas, isn't he? Yeah, I guess I should have predicted that. How about that? So Clinton carries Arkansas. That proves that our little survey here is valid, because that's exactly what's going to happen. Clinton carries Arkansas.
Oh,
yeah, it's being held up here.
So you better keep those results.
I've got them. I've got them on my computer. Yeah. Our next state also begins with A. Can you guess what it is, Kevin?
We already did Alabama.
That's right.
He did Arkansas.
Did Alaska.
Did Alaska. Allegheny.
There's no state.
7-Eleven, Union Hills and 7th Avenue. Tony speaking.
All right. Yes, hi. Am I reaching Phoenix, Arizona?
Pardon me?
Am I reaching Phoenix, Arizona?
You are.
Hi, I'm calling from radio station WUSB in Stony Brook, New York, and we're taking a random survey tonight of Americans. I wonder if you could answer one question for us.
I don't think that'd be too difficult.
Okay, great. Well, sometimes people are busy, I know. Our question is, if the election were held tomorrow, which of the three major candidates would you vote for?
Is Bush one of them?
It's Bush, Clinton, and Perot.
Okay, Bush.
He'd vote for Bush. Okay. Well, thank you very much for participating.
Yeah.
Take care. All right.
Friendly chap.
Is Bush one of them? No, he dropped out.
You know what I was noticing?
Arizona goes for Bush. It's tied up again. Yes.
Wait, when you pause after you say, mind if I ask you one question?
I do that intentionally.
And you pause, you could tell they're kind of expecting like a rude, like, tactical joke or something. Because they always
Yeah, well, some of them do seem to be kind of suspicious, but I mean, what can I do over the phone?
Filled with trepidation.
All right, down to the final five states here, and that's not counting the ones that we have to go back. And that's going to be your job to get valid numbers of places.
Okay.
All right.
Will Matt be doing this if we can't finish that?
No, this is being finished tonight. Well, the election has to be finished tonight by orders.
Rob Eric Corley.
Yeah. Matt can do his own survey.
I get the bug, Matt.
We're calling Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis,
Tennessee. Holiday Inn.
Hobo.
Holiday Inn, Memphis. Are you speaking?
Yes, hi. Am I reaching Memphis?
Hmm?
Hi, I'm calling from radio station WUSB in Stony Brook, New York, and we're taking a random survey tonight. I'm wondering if you could answer one question for us.
Okay.
Question is, if the election were held tomorrow, which of the three major candidates would you vote for?
Which one would I vote for?
Yes, which of the three? Any questions?
Hold on, let me see, hold on.
Did you put you on hold?
But listen, country music. It's Elvis.
Is it? We should call Graceland.
Well, we gotta pop this up. Yeah.
During the time you spend with us, is the friendliness and helpfulness of our staff the first concern of Holiday Inn Memphis International Airport? Is the training of its employees to ensure total customer satisfaction.
Oh, this is great.
We will try to anticipate, recognize, and effectively satisfy your needs. We welcome your comments.
You think they're playing off this Elvis thing a little bit?
Quayle?
You vote for Quayle? He's not running, though. You mean Bush?
Bush. Which one is the Democrat?
That's Clinton.
Clinton, yeah, okay.
So you want Clinton?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you got him.
All right.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. How do you think we're going to hold, though?
I don't know. I guess she went to like call somebody and asked him. why does she think Quayle is a Democrat? I don't know. Oh. I don't know what kind of shape this country is in. All right, so Clinton gets a vote from Tennessee. Let's go a little closer to home here. And
who's that McCarthy guy?
Eugene McCarthy.
You haven't been mentioning him on the list.
Well, no, he's not a major candidate. Some wise guy from Minnesota decided to vote for him.
So maybe that Quayle could have been thrown in there.
Hartford, Connecticut.
Mr. Quayle would be happy.
7-Eleven in Hartford, Connecticut. Down to the final four here. And we're still tied up.
You on the other one?
Yes, hello. Am I reaching Hartford, Connecticut?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm calling from radio station WUSB in Stony Brook, New York, and we're taking a random survey of Americans tonight. Wondering if you can answer one question for us. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, hello. I'm calling from WUSB Radio in Stony Brook, and we're taking a random survey tonight. Wondering if you can answer one question for us.
Hold on a second.
Am I being passed all over the place here?
Well,
like a hot plate.
From one
yes. Would you like to answer one question for us?
Yeah.
Okay, the question is, if the election were held tomorrow for president, which of the three candidates would you vote for?
Who's running?
It's George Bush, Bill Clinton, and Ross Perot.
Can be a fourth one?
If you want there to be.
Neither.
You want to abstain? You don't want to vote for any of them?
No.
Okay, you got it.
All right.
Thanks very much.
No problem.
Bye-bye. Okay, so we are up to five abstentions now, I'll say that. 13 for Bush, 13 for Perot, 10 for Clinton, and 5 abstentions, and 1 for Eugene McCarthy. So Connecticut has abstained. All right, down to the last three. We go to Lincoln, Nebraska. This is so exciting. 7-Eleven in Lincoln, Nebraska. Heartland of America, whatever that means. Yeah. Well,
milk comes from.
If there's ever a 7-Eleven convention, I'll bet we'll be a hot topic at it. You know, and all the owners come together and talk about the strange phone calls. Uh-oh. You think Lincoln, Nebraska is one of those states where 7-Elevens close? Sure seems that way. Give it one more ring, and then we'll move on. Okay, we're going to move on. Our next stop is Bangor, Maine. Is that how you say Bangor? Is it Banger? Or I don't know.
I have to see it right.
I'm sure I'll be admonished if I say it wrong.
Hello, 7-Eleven. Can I help
no
you?
No ring at all. Yes, am I reaching Bangor, Maine?
Yes, this is Bangor.
Hi, I'm calling from radio station WUSB in Stony Brook, New York. We're taking a random survey tonight. We'd like to ask you one question.
What?
Okay, the question is, if the election were held tomorrow, which of the three major candidates would you vote for?
President Bush.
You'd vote for President Bush. Okay, thank you very much. And that's one more vote for Bush. He's ahead by one. As we go to the last state, and of course you know what that last state is, right? The only one we haven't called?
Yes, the one. So let's get right to it.
Yeah, it's that one.
Yep.
Okay, it's good to see that you are paying attention to
this. This is neck and neck and
neck. Yeah, it is.
Here.
But we still have five states we're going to have to call back because this is a very close race.
Good evening, 7-Eleven. Can I help you?
Yes, am I reaching Cheyenne, Wyoming?
Yes, you are.
Great. We're calling from radio station WUSB in Stony Brook, New York, and we're taking a random survey tonight. We'd like to ask you one question.
Okay.
The question is, if the election for president were held tomorrow, which of the three major candidates would you vote for?
Perot.
You vote for Perot?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Ah, there we go. Our standing with five states to call back. Actually, six states to call back. Is Bush with 14, Perot with 14, Clinton with 10, and five abstentions. So, Kevin, my instructions to you. Take this piece of paper, and the states that have little red marks next to them are states that need to be called back. We need to find something in those states that's open. I would suggest some kind of a hotel, because they are definitely open, and 7-Elevens sometimes aren't.
And did you write what these were here?
Well, there's
a little code on the side.
Let me see what we got here.
Crowley scribble.
Well, let's see. The Georgia one, I don't know what that was, actually. I don't know what that was. In Washington, it was... with Rosin's Cafe. Let's skip Rosin's Cafe, because that could take all night if we talk to them. So basically anything in Washington will be fine. Ohio, we called a convenience store. It wasn't a 7-Eleven. We don't know what it was. Alabama was a 7-Eleven. Louisiana was a 7-Eleven. Okay. So we know those are no good. Okay, so we'll have final results coming up real soon. This is as close as you can possibly get, folks. As close as you can possibly get. Bush and Perot all tied up. We have 12 minutes left. All right, let's go back to the telephones here, 632-6901. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Okay.
What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I think this is very funny what you're doing here.
Oh, good.
Pulling all over America.
Yeah, well, you know, it's sort of a random sampling of Americana.
Yeah, but, well, I'm amazed at the people who aren't citizens.
Yeah, a lot of people who work for 7-Eleven aren't citizens.
7-Eleven.
Yeah.
More than likely owning them, but anyway.
Well, it's possible.
I want to comment on Ice-T's album.
Okay.
I think it's awful.
The album is awful.
I think that particular song is all I heard.
Uh-huh.
But...
Well, it wasn't rap, I'll tell you that.
It wasn't rap, I was surprised at that. And the fact, I think it definitely expresses the feeling of Afro-American people. But I don't think it needs to be said in that manner.
Uh-huh.
With all the carrying on with... F this and F that, and I don't think that's necessary.
Well, which offended you more, the language or what it was saying?
I think what he was expressing was anger and their frustration as a people.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that the vulgarity was necessary.
Right, but...
what I'm saying...
I don't know exactly what you're saying, but do you think... music should try, lyrics and music should try and not be realistic, because that is what people say in the street. That is what people say when they're angry. I guess what Ice-T would reason is why should I tone down? You know, why should I project a fake image?
Because he has a responsibility to be an intelligent role model.
Uh-huh.
There are other ways of communicating, and still be angry. I mean, the music itself was loud and I don't know how else to express other than it portrayed anger in the music itself.
Right, fast-paced and all.
Right. I just think that I really, not that I was offended, but I was really surprised.
Now, as far as controlling this kind of thing, do you think it should be banned? Do you think it should be not played on the radio? What?
I wouldn't want, if I had children, I wouldn't want them to hear it. I wouldn't want them to hear that.
Uh-huh.
I certainly would want to discuss it with them. I mean, it's all over the media and the newspapers. But I don't think that I would want them to hear that.
Uh-huh.
I think that I would want them to know the plight of the people and why they're angry and why maybe when you come across someone who's of a different culture, there's a problem between two human beings. But I don't think that I would want them to listen to that type of music, no.
Uh-huh. Now, the important question, though, is, to what steps do we as a society go to control this kind of a thing? Do we leave it up to individuals such as yourself?
I think so.
To decide for
In
for
it
their...
all.
Uh-huh.
I think that every human, this is the basic human right of freedom of speech.
Uh-huh.
And if we start taking the music off the shelves, we're going to start telling people how to vote. We're uh-huh. to the point where you make it a phone call and a survey, and people are asking, how do I vote? They don't even know for themselves anymore.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't think that the federal government has too much regulation in human lives anyway. But I personally wouldn't make that choice. And I think that the sticker being on there warning people that, you know, it could be offensive is a good idea.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of having it behind the counter and only allowing it to be sold to people 18 and over?
What does the cover look like?
The cover's just a picture of somebody with a chain and a gun. It looks kind of angry.
Yeah.
That's about it.
The difference. If you can't buy it unless you show proof, what's the difference whether it's behind the counter or available?
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't...
You see, when you do things like this, when you put it behind the counter, when you talk about it in the media and all that, it just increases the desire for it. I never would have bought this.
You're right.
I mean, I can't believe I felt so embarrassed going because...
Why?
All these people were asking for this record, and then here I am at the counter saying, yeah, I want that too. I mean, I never like doing what everybody else is doing, and tonight. I had to do that.
Right.
But it was for the radio show that I did it. But you know what's interesting about this? This record here looks like a heavy metal record, both the way the art is, the picture of the person on the front cover, the kind of gothic look to the typeface.
Mm-hmm.
It's
But I thought he was a rap singer.
Well, yeah, he was. I don't know what happened to him.
Hard time understanding him, but he came across quite loud and clear.
Yeah, I don't know if the rest sounds like this or sounds like something else, but...
To tell you the truth, I never paid attention to Ice-T.
Uh-huh. Well, he never sounded like this before, as far as I know.
But because of the publicity of this song... I wanted to know, what is it about this song that's so bad and mm-hmm. so wrong? I personally would never want to hear it again.
Right.
But I think it is a definite representation of people's anger and how they feel.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe it'll lead to some kind of constructive dialogue, perhaps.
I hope so.
Would be nice.
I hope so. But I've worked with black people before, and it's... I mean, between white and black, it's very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
That the people are so distrusting. You know, even myself, I was unaware of their whole culture in itself. And I learned a lot working with black people. I mean, I have a lot more insight now than I ever did before.
And you'll find that to be true of just about any culture, lifestyle, what have you.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. But... I was pretty shocked about the song, but I think this calling all over America is very good, very funny.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it, and I hope we're able to come up with some kind of definitive answer tonight. But do you think the regular election will go as close as this one is?
No, I don't. I think people will go with what's easier and comfortable, and I think they'll go with Bush.
I think Bush is easier and comfortable, huh?
Only because it would take effort to change. As a whole, I don't think that the American people have enough energy or gumption to try to make a difference anymore.
I don't know. A lot of these Perot people seem pretty determined. Who knows? It might they might actually be able to do something.
But I don't really know enough about the man. I really don't trust the media enough to. I want to hear him in a speech of some sort.
Okay, we've got new phone numbers we're going to call. So I want to thank you very much for calling in.
Bye-bye.
All right, take care. All right, we've got six new numbers.
Yeah.
Six new numbers in the state, and what are these? These are
various
Best Western, Thunderbird Inn, another Best Western, a Dungeons and Dragons. You do that again, D&D. That's Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Why do you call it D&D? It's Dungeons and Dragons.
No, it's slang, baby. It's Long Island slang. Get hip, Crawley.
All right. And what are these last two that you don't write anything down for?
That's when you gave me the 2 minutes sign.
Okay. You don't know what they are?
I can't remember.
You must have asked for
something. Holiday Inn. That's okay. What it is. That's whatever. What they are now.
All right.
Mr. Perfectionist. Yeah?
Paul, what's your take on all this? Considering how we're about to encroach on your show a little bit.
That's quite all right. This is quite amazing. I just can't believe that my representative voted for, what was it, Perot?
Perot, yeah, in Albany. Yeah, the person at the Holiday Inn.
That just blows my mind. I'm going to have to do some soul searching.
Or would you like to call her back and talk to her?
Yeah, I think I just might. Was she from?
Anybody that's dissatisfied with their state's representative will be happy to give you their home phone number and you can call, speak to them about this. I was surprised by the way some states voted. Some states did vote completely off the wall. Completely off the wall. Georgia voting for Clinton. I wasn't expecting that. Okay. Now, wait a minute. That wasn't Georgia. That was Montana. Yeah, we have to call Georgia now. Let's call Georgia now. This is a Best Western.
Best Western.
In Georgia. I hope I can read your handwriting so I don't wake somebody up like I did last week. Okay. Calling Georgia now.
Georgia.
The voting is all tied up.
Good morning, Best Western American Hotel.
Yes, hi. Am I reaching Atlanta, Georgia?
Yes, sir.
Great. I'm calling from radio station WUSB in Stony Brook, New York. We're taking a random survey tonight. We're wondering if you could answer one question for us. Hello?
Yeah?
Can you answer one question for us?
Okay.
Okay, the question is, if the election were held tomorrow, which of the three major candidates would you vote for?
Ross Perot.
Vote for Ross Perot.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, your vote has just put him out on the lead, so thanks very much for participating.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Yeah, I say that so that he feels like he's important, you know.
And he is.
And he is, of course. I mean, I'm not like putting him down or anything like that. So
don't ask what city you have, because sometimes
right.
It's not what you want to
know. Well, then they'll say it, and then we'll get into a nice little chat, a dialogue back and
I
forth.
I want dialogue.
Well, you don't want dialogue. I like dialogue, okay? So shut up. Now, Georgia. That was Atlanta. Georgia has gone with Perot. And we are now going to go to Washington State. Perot now is ahead by one. We have only four states to go. Technically, if all five of these people vote for Clinton, the best Clinton can do right now is tie Perot. The best Clinton can do is tie Perot and beat Bush by one. So it does not look very good for Clinton at this moment in time.
No,
all right, kind of somber news there for Clinton. Yeah. Well, all right. We are now going to Spokane. Washington. Oh, you didn't write the E.
Well,
are you like afraid of quail syndrome or something?
Quail disease.
Well, it's Spokane, not Spokane.
This there should be an E writing thing.
All right. Well, we're going to a Thunderbird Inn in Spokane.
I guess the Best Western. Thunderbird Inn.
Yeah. Well, you don't like Thunderbird Inns? Thunderbird Inns happen to be a very important part of Americana here.
Thunderbird Inn, Best Western. See? This is Sherwood.
Ooh, it's Best Western, too. Yes, hello. Am I reaching Spokane, Washington?
Yes, we are.
Great. We're calling from radio station WUSB in Stony Brook, New York, and we're calling to ask you one question as part of a survey. Can you answer one question for us?
Yeah.
Okay. If the election were held tomorrow for president, which of the three major candidates would you vote for?
Clinton.
You vote for Clinton?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
And maybe Clinton has started his his role here as the state of Washington goes with Bill Clinton. Four states to go.
Wouldn't it be funny if you called and got Jennifer Flowers?
Does she work in a hotel?
Ooh. You never know.
You never know. You never know who you're getting on the phone, that's for sure.
You never know.
All right, let's go back to Mobile, Alabama. What are we reaching here? We're reaching a Best Western.
Best Western.
All right. Why do you always say it like that?
Yakov Smirnov.
Mobile, Alabama. Best Western.
Right, Best Western.
Oh, yes. Yes, hello. Is this Mobile, Alabama?
Yes, it is.
Hi, we're calling from radio station WUSB in Stony Brook, New York, and we're taking a survey tonight of Americans, wondering if you could answer one question for us.
Okay.
Question is, if the presidential election were held tomorrow, which of the three major candidates would you vote for?
Perot.
You vote for Perot. Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye. Perot is now ahead by two.
And that knocks Clinton right out.
Clinton is out. Clinton is out of the race. Let it be said right now on this radio station, right now at 2:01 in the morning. I'm sorry, we're over by 1 minute, but we will finish this. Bill Clinton has been knocked out of the race. Want to say it one more time? Bill Clinton's out of it.
Bill Clinton.
He will not win.
The building.
He will have to get another job. He cannot be president. He will not be permitted to be president. All right. Our next stop is, that's a four, right?
Wait, let me see.
They're both fours.
Yeah, but they're sandwiching a seven.
Well, I know that. I could see that was a seven. Okay. All right, this is a surly Dunkin' Donuts, I'll bet, in Cincinnati. All Dunkin' Donuts seem to be surly whenever we call them on the phone. Don't know why.
Dunkin' Donuts, yeah?
Oh, boy. Yes, hello. Is this Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Hi, we're calling from radio station WUSB, Stony Brook, New York, and we're calling to ask you one question as part of a survey. Can you answer one question for us?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if the presidential election were held tomorrow, which of the three major candidates would you vote for?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Do you know who the three candidates are?
Okay.
Do you know who they are, the three candidates?
Right.
Okay, good enough. Thank you. Okay, the state of Ohio has abstained. All right, I take it back. Dunkin' Donuts aren't always surly. Sometimes they're just...
downright stupid.
Yeah, okay. All right, now let me just ask you a question here. We only have two states left to go. By the way, with only two states left to go, the best Bush can do is tie.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Then we have to go back and redo the abstaining?
No. So we have a tie, and we have to call the House of Representatives and ask them to help us out.
Really?
That's a nine, and these are all fours, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's make sure. Stick with the balloon.
Right. We are now going to the state of Louisiana, New Orleans, to be precise. And we don't know what this is because Kevin didn't write it down.
That's right.
Good morning, Holiday Inn, Crown Plaza.
Yeah,
can I help you? And how may I direct your call?
Yes. Hello. We're calling from radio station WUSB. Is this New Orleans?
Yes, this is New Orleans.
Great. We're calling to ask one question as part of a survey. Can you answer one question for us?
Sure. What's the question?
Okay. If the presidential election were held tomorrow, which of the three major candidates would you vote for?
To be perfectly honest, I couldn't tell you. I'm probably Bill Clinton, and I really don't really want to vote for him.
You don't want to vote for Clinton, but you vote for him anyway?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
You really don't want to vote for him, but you will anyway. Is that what you're saying?
Right. I mean, I think he's the most qualified candidate.
That's of the three.
If it's all down to qualifications, but I really can't see me voting for him.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, that's the best choice that's
okay.
available.
Well, we'll mark that down as Clinton, then.
Hmm?
We'll mark that down as a vote for Clinton, then.
What did you say? I'm sorry.
We're going to mark that down as a vote for Clinton.
Yeah, please do.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. I thought she was going to say something else, but we're running out of time here.
The best one's a prison.
It's kind of pointless at this point.
To call the prison?
No, Perot has clinched.
Really?
With that call, Perot has clinched. Let's just see what happens to Nebraska. Yeah. It's kind of...
State penitentiary.
It's pretty funny, isn't it? We call 50 states, and only one of them means absolutely nothing. Nebraska. Their vote does not count for anything because Perot's already won. But he did not win until we called 49 states.
Good evening, I'm Holiday Inn.
Yes, hello. Am I reaching Nebraska?
Yes, you are.
Great. We're calling from radio station WUSB, Stony Brook, New York, and we're taking a random survey tonight.
Okay.
We'd like to ask you one question. If the presidential election were held tomorrow, which of the three major candidates would you vote for? It's the last time I have to say
that.
I
really have no idea.
No idea at all?
Uh-uh.
You know who's running?
Yes, I do.
Do you want to vote for none of them?
Yeah, none of the above.
Okay, you got it.
All right.
Thanks very much. Good night. Well, we've had seven none of the aboves. The final results, and these results are final for the 1992 election. Perot has won with 16 votes from various all-night workers around the country. Bush pulls in at number 2 with 14 votes. Clinton, number 3, with 12. And Mr. Abstention, 7. And, of course, Eugene McCarthy's won. Any comments from our fellow commentators here? Kevin, Paul?
No comment.
No, we need no comment. Come on, we're analyzing an election here, and you can't say no comment. We're the people that are analyzing it. They're all saying no comment. We have to...
They all work at Dunkin' Donuts.
You know, I wish I was in a Dunkin' Donuts right now. Well, I guess I can't say that on the air, can I?
Why?
Well, no, the reason I said that was because it would give me an opportunity to have a political discussion with the person behind the counter. Yeah, that's it.
Right.
As we can see from the events of the last 2 weeks, it's such fascinating discussion. Well, they're the results. You don't look surprised.
We're going to have to save those results and compare them when the time comes.
Oh, yeah. I don't think we'll need to do that because I think this is how things will go.
You think this is better than any of the surveys the politicians pay thousands of dollars to do themselves?
Oh, a hell of a lot better. Yeah, of course. I didn't even have to ask that. Yeah, this is much more scientific.
Sure.
I mean, look, Arkansas voted for Clinton. I should tell you right there. You know? What more proof do you need? Well, that's going to bring our program to a close. Paul Weissman's up next. Sorry for cutting in 7 minutes to your time there.
It's an election. How could I possibly be so selfish?
No, it's what happens, you know, in real elections, too. Like Johnny Carson gets bumped back a little bit. And you're entitled to complain because he complains, too. Except he's on tape when he complains. But irregardless, the election is now over.
Special update.
The post... What do I think of that update? Post-election program is finished. And now we resume our normal programming. Once again, though, the final results. Ross Perot has won the election with 16 votes. George Bush, number 2, with 14. Clinton, number 3, with 12.
And...
Seven abstentions and one vote for Eugene McCarthy.
And Ice-T climbing the charts at number 5.
That's right. Well, I won't be here next week. I won't be here the week after that. But Matt will be, and I'll be back sometime in the future. Everybody have fun, take care, and don't answer any of those weird phone calls asking your opinions on things. Because they usually run by people like us. Good night.
Philip Glass to Love Battery. Can you possibly ask for anything more?
More. There you have it.